Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss my wild trip to Joshua Tree, the best and worst parts of Halloween 2019, and how pubes and period do not mix with brunch. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi Corey!
Boo!
Oh my gosh.
Did I scare you?
You gave me a fright.
Are you
sure?
What we call terrified in the biz?
I'm tyrified.
Tyrified?
I'm tyrified. Do you think Tyra Banks ever gets tyrified?
I think that
I'm sure she does.
I mean, of all the fucking things she tried to make happen on Top Model, she never came up with tyrified.
Isn't it weird that an entire generation isn't growing up with Top Model like we did? Like, that was our show. Like,
it's all on
Drag
Hulu.
Race is their show.
It's all on Hulu.
Well, I hope they tune in. Tyra really changed the game. Remember when she fake fainted to scare them?
Yeah.
And she goes, were you guys scared? I was scared.
She's just quite the prankster.
She loves to have fun.
She does love fun.
Yeah. Anyway, today we're recording on Halloween itself. Corey, what are you doing tonight for Halloween?
I just got home. We're supposed to go to a bar. I don't know if we're wearing costumes. I mean, assume we are.
Would you be wearing what you wore to LA for Halloween?
No. Well, listen, we can get to Sally Sells Seashells by the Seashore, but Lord knows I couldn't fit that trench in my carry-on.
Are you serious?
It's hanging up.
In L.A.?
Yeah, it's still hanging out in L.A. The next time I'm down there, I'm going to make sure I bring a bigger suitcase.
Okay, well, I have to say, it was widely well received. I posted the video on Twitter, and I feel like it went kind of viral.
It's been a hoot on Instagram. I posted it today, finally. I was waiting, because Lord knows I never have content. My big complaint, though, is all those millennials being like, shouldn't your name be Shelly?
Is that what they say?
I had a lot of comments of people being like, shouldn't your name be Shelly? And I'm like, I didn't invent the tongue twister.
I feel like that is the real name, Sally, for sure.
It is.
That's what I remember.
I had a panic moment and I Googled it. And sure enough, Sally is this sells like seashells by the seashore.
It's like a Mandela. What's his name? Mandolino. Effect.
Mandela effect?
Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I hope not, because I think Shelly Sells Seashells sounds worse than Sally Sells Seashells.
Well, Shelly and Sally could both sell seashells and they could be rivals. That
oh
could be a good couple's
God.
Costume.
Next
well,
year.
Here's Sally and here's Shelly. And, oh, wait, but Shelly makes more sense, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Now you're like the millennials.
Shelly is like her name's Shelly Shells, you know?
I know, but I think it's more of a tongue twister if you say Sally.
So apparently, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So we went to a Halloween party. We went to Miss Leland Official's Halloween party.
We did.
And what was he dressed up as?
He was Cruella De Vil.
Oh, that's right.
And there was a gay at my office dressed as Cruella De Vil, and I thought, is that the costume?
I think gays always identify with a Disney villain, you know?
A big fur coat on Amazon can really get you there.
Yeah, well, sure. And did he have dogs? Like, I don't remember him having dogs or anything, or any Dalmatian print.
He introduced me to his new dog.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, shitting everywhere.
And he goes, should I carry it out to the party and tell everyone that I killed all of his brothers and sisters?
Oh, my God. Incredible. What other costumes did we see that night? You'll never guess who I ran into in line at Kim Petras' concert last night.
Was it a pussycat doll?
Close. It was Miss Piggy out of Miss Piggy Drag.
I didn't know who Miss Piggy in Miss Piggy Drag was.
Neither did I. He came up to me. He goes, "Do you recognize me?" I go, "No." He goes, "Do you now?" I was like, "Oh my God." And I screamed and got everyone. I was like, "I need to airdrop you all the pictures I took of you at the party."
You were like, "Are you the guy that came and fucked me face down, ass up? No recif."
I'm like, is that the voice of the man who punches me in the face while he shits down my throat?
While I'm blindfolded and handcuffed to my bed.
Ooh.
Kirby.
There was a guy at the party that we went to who never broke character. He was fully in drag, but also with a face.
It was like animatronic face prosthetic Miss Piggy / like half human, half Miss Piggy.
With like a huge like breastplate tits, that the same one that I have for my Cock Destroyers costume.
What was that scary movie where people had like pigs' heads on? That's essentially what this person.
It was terrifying. But he never told anyone who it was, so everyone at the party didn't know who it was. It was kind of incredible.
Did you notice his shtick was to purposely call everyone the wrong costume?
Oh, was it? That's funny. He really had a lot going on. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, you hate when I stick to a theme or a story or a punchline, but you let Miss Piggy have it.
I actually really liked your entire plot for your costume, because Corey was going around the party. He had, so for those of you who don't know, Sally sells, she sells by the sea shore. He had a trench coat and he had a wig
with shells glued inside the trench coat.
Each one with a price on it, with like a little price tag.
Yeah, like Rolex watches, like fake Rolex watches.
Right, you know the people that like illegally sell on the streets of New York things. He was like, what were you saying to people as you were walking by them?
I think I was saying, you want some shells?
Shells, seashells.
Shells, anyone? A new one.
Shells, anyone? Seashells. There's a video of it on Corey's.
You're looking to have a shell of a good time.
You put a video on your Instagram, right?
Yes. Go watch it. Give it the likes.
I will say, I was Corey very impressed that you pulled that together with one day.
Oh, I had like I think I had a 4-hour notice.
And you just, where did you find it? Like a BuzzFeed 100 costumes you can put on?
Well, I found the jacket at Target, and I found the seashells at Michael's, and I found the wig at your house.
Well, now I have a bunch of seashells in my house.
Oh, I wondered if you were going to keep those.
I put them in my craft closet. Who knows what I'll do with them.
Smart, yeah.
Everyone
I'll give
that
you
borrowed
a great deal. I'll Venmo you.
Thank you. Everyone that borrowed a wig for Halloween did not return it. So.
Well, mine is still in LA, and it's got your name on it.
Thank you. Thank you. I was Ashley O, and I will say I felt very cute, tucked for the gods and snatched
cinched
and things of that nature.
Perked and pulled up, nipped and tucked. Did you have those underwear with the butt lift?
I did. And people were asking me if I was naturally just a bootylicious girl, but no, remember when I did the video trying on the butt enhancing underwear? Thank God I kept those underwear because they were perfect for my booty shorts for Ashley O. And what I'm finding is I need to find for next year a costume that does not incorporate thigh-high boots that are the most uncomfortable, because I did it last year, I did it again this year, and I always have to take off my shoes and it hurts to walk around. I'm like, ugh. I need something a little bit more handy and comfortable.
That was like our first Halloween in San Francisco when I went as like a sexy Mickey Mouse and I wore your Forever 21 black boots that were like size 8.
It doesn't ring a bell to
what
be
size
honest.
Are you?
4.
No, really?
I'm a size 4 girl.
I remember I squeezed into your black boots that were like 4 sizes too small. And I remember leaving our friend's house party and I walked outside and pulled the boots off and almost started crying. I thought I was gonna like dump blood out of those boots.
Oh my God. Well, thank God you did.
Your little pig feet.
My hooves.
Your hooves.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my God, when we were, so I went to Joshua Tree this week, like earlier in the week. Joshua Tree is, have you been to Joshua Tree?
Never. It's on my to-do list.
It's kind of like in the desert with these weird funky trees called Joshua Trees. And it's kind of very middle of nowhere.
Who is this kinda, Joshua and why does he get trees named after him?
That's what I would like to know. I don't know. But the trees were cool. It felt like we were like on another planet is kind of what it looked like.
I don't think I've ever met any Joshua who's ever been cool.
I know a Joshua who's pretty cool.
did he pretty cool in your mouth?
He hasn't, no. But I thought he was gonna, but then he just left instead. good times. So we went to Joshua Tree. And one of the things that we did while we were there, we visited a ghost town. Have you ever been to a ghost town?
No, but I think I would like to go to a ghost town.
Well, it was funky and it was empty and they had that said signs.
A ghost town was empty? Shocker.
Yeah. They had signs that said only feet and hooves past this point. And I thought, oh, the pup play is going to be pouring out.
Is that where it's all leave only footprints, take only pictures?
Bring only memories, eat only ass. in that order. No, they didn't really have anything. Surprisingly, there was nothing to do in the ghost town. We were there for maybe 10 minutes.
No souvenirs? They didn't have like a bottle cap magnet with Tyler on it?
Yeah, no, they didn't. They had a store, but nothing seemed appealing. And I was like, I'm good. Thank you.
Well.
You know, I'm not a collector of goods and services. I don't like to have things.
Do you think Sally could set up a shop in that area?
Absolutely.
Do you think people would want shelves?
What are those, like, you know a Kabuto in Pokemon?
Yeah.
Like an anthropod or something, or I don't know what the word is.
Some fucking bug.
Yeah, but like, it's like a, in the earth, and it's like a...
Tremors.
No.
You ever seen the movie Tremors?
No. Yes, I have. No, I'm talking about like, when it's like a ancient...
A fossil?
Fossil, thank you.
Oh my God.
They were trying to sell fossils in the gift shop for like $10. I wanted to be like, okay, well, these are fake.
That fossil probably said made in China on it.
I looked, it didn't, but they said fossils.
Did they have any like precious stones or gems or like...
They had a whole section of precious... rocks.
Like healing crystals and stuff?
Yeah, but none of it had like explainers of what they are, you know? Mm. At the flea market in LA, they have a whole section of crystals and it's really comprehensive of what each crystal will do for you if you're looking
for the one by your old house?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And there's in the back corner, there's a section of all only crystals.
Is it by the records?
No. Actually, kind of, yeah, past the records, yes.
Well. Yes. You're dressing up and going out tonight.
Well, I'm hosting a pregame, you know.
She hosts.
I love to host. But I am so tired. From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I was in Joshua Tree, and then Wednesday night we drove back from Joshua Tree, so it was like a full drive day, and then we had the Kim Petras concert last night. And then I had everyone over after the Kim Petras concert, and we were playing video games, and it was just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I slept until like noon today.
Smart. So, I know. I'm really gonna need a 5-hour energy if I'm going out tonight, and my friends don't even like hanging out with me when I take a 5-hour energy. They say I'm too chatty.
It's a lose-lose.
Too chatty. Maybe I should start taking 5-hour energies before the podcast, and I'll be like, beep, 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 boop.
Well, you know, maybe it would bring you, maybe would you feel some time. Maybe, what would you say?
Bitch, you're the one yawning. Snap out.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm tired. Everyone's I bought a ticket for a party tonight after. Because usually, usually what happens is, so you go to West Hollywood and the, you know, Santa Monica is like shut down the street on Santa Monica Boulevard where all the gay bars are. And it's like, it really is like Pride in the same type of like everyone just walking around on the street. But of course, everyone's in costume. And I think it's bigger than Pride every year. It's like,
it's definitely more fun than Pride.
You think?
In LA, yeah. I was never a big fan of LA Pride, but I always loved LA Halloweens. It's more fun. It's like because it's like LA Pride, it's like you have to have a bracelet to like actually get into the festival.
Oh,
whereas
you're
for,
right. You're
whereas
right.
for Halloween, it's just like everybody's equal and everybody can go everywhere. And
but it is a lot of straight people. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
for Halloween? You
know, yeah.
Well.
So I'm going to have to like prepare myself mentally for, you know, interacting with those types of people.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. So that's the game plan. Knowing that I'm going to be in my thigh-high heels, though, I'm probably just going to do like one quick lap and then walk home.
Yeah, that makes sense. Walk all the way down, go to the pavilions.
Get a picture with the Westboro Baptist Church and then go home.
Swing through Pump. Swing through pavilions and get a pumpkin.
Sure.
Run into Pumpkin from I Love New York.
Yes. And I could buy a ticket for
and
a party.
Get a pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks.
Maybe. All my pumpkins that we carved with the boys, they all like fell into themselves and rotted within one day. I don't know
That's
what was
wrong
with them.
That's what pumpkins do, baby.
But within one day? I don't
Those
know.
Those genetically modified pumpkins that are sold at grocery stores and are not organic.
Well, I will say I did get them from Lowe's, so
ew.
You get what you get.
Did you save any of the pumpkin seeds?
For a second, we thought we were going to toast them, but then we realized all of us like the activity, but none of us want to eat them.
So. Oh my God, that's all I ever want to do is eat pumpkin seeds.
What I might do is I do have a whole bunch of Halloween sugar cookies to bake, so maybe I'll make those.
A little spooky ghost moment.
Did you see in Pokemon Go that Eevee, Flower Crown Eevees are out?
Okay, so I saw the message and I clicked it, and then when the app opened, it didn't tell me what was coming, and I've had my 7-day research filled for 2 days, and I've been waiting for it to expire because I knew tomorrow was the day.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day we're getting. It could possibly be Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres, Kyogre, or Groudon.
Well, isn't Nathan just going to be excited?
I know. Well, I'm actually excited too. I have my Pokemon Go ready for it.
I guess I need those Groudons, but other than that, get those fucking Flower Crown Eevees out of here.
Yeah. What else is new, Corey?
Well,
Did I tell you I saw Midsommar? Midsommar. Oh,
finally.
It really was disturbing in a lot of ways.
Didn't you think it was about an hour too long?
Definitely 30 minutes at least too long. You know, I think every movie should be 1 hour tops. But that movie, I'm not sure if I left with any type of like life lesson or thought-provoking concept to like ponder afterward.
Well,
it was just kind of a movie. It didn't really leave me with like existential thought.
Well, when I was watching Midsommar with my gay friend, it got to the scene where the old couple goes up. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I go, is she going to jump from there? And he laughed out loud and the whole theater was like quiet because it was a tense moment.
No.
He was like, I hate you so
much. That part was really, it was really gratuitous and like, I don't know if I needed like the graphics.
More so than like women chanting around him while he like fucked a girl.
Oh, I also didn't like that. I didn't like the chanting and the orgy
and the like
situation.
And the period and the lemonade.
Oh my God. Yeah. Everything about the movie, now that we're bringing up
and
a lot
I mean,
of
it's been
points.
5 months. So if I just spoiled any of that for you, you can.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Like pubic hair, pot pie. No, thank you.
Well,
my takeaway is pubes and period do not mix with brunch.
Well, there you go.
And that's how Sue sees it.
I'm glad it took you 30 years to learn that lesson.
Well,
can you believe we had like a work costume contest today? And me and a coworker were going to go as David and Alexis from Schitt's Creek. And then my boss was all like, oh, we're doing a group costume and we all have to come as party animals.
So did you? What kind of animal were you?
I wore the squirrel mask from San Diego Pride.
Oh, no. Do you feel like, how do you feel about costumes at work? Like, is it just kind of like, I guess if you have like fun coworkers, then it's fun. But like, Are you forced to do it? Do you have to?
I felt very forced to do it. And I felt like, okay, maybe I do need to be a team player from time to time. But like part of me didn't. I was like, either want to do something with like one other person or just like show up with something good. Like Sally would have been a hit at work.
Absolutely.
And like the first
cock
place.
Destroyer would have been incredible.
The first place costume for the individual category won $100. And I couldn't even be Sally with my seashells and win $100 because I had to dress up as a party animal.
I would have abandoned ship and just kind of gone rogue.
Well, next year I will, because one person on our team did, and he won the individual costume contest.
Oh, see, that's, yeah, you I really, said, you were scammed.
I said, I don't know what kind of bullshit this is.
Well, now
and
you know.
And he just came as the girl from The Exorcist.
Oh. Well, I am a little conflicted about what to wear tonight. I do have my summoning circle. So
oh
if you haven't
God,
seen my...
I dare you to go as... I double dog dare you to go as
it's
the
It's nice, though,
circle.
Because it's flowy and it's not constraining. And I don't have to wear a wig and sweat. It's like all nice things, you know?
You could technically go naked under that robe.
Well, absolutely. What do you think,
or
do you think
you
I was
could,
doing on the video?
Or you could mix the Ashley O and the summoning circle. And you could be all, I'm in a robe.
Oh, God.
Get it? Do you get
yeah,
it?
And I hate it, too. Yeah, I actually hated it. Thank you.
Well, you can't win them all.
Well, by the time this episode airs, it's going to be November.
Yeah. I hope you're all voting in your local elections.
Sure. Thank you.
And then we got the big countdown, the big 1 year.
Oh
till next
God.
November. So
can you believe time really flies?
Here's your friendly reminder to A, register to vote, B, register to vote, C, register family and friends to vote. It's never yeah. too early to make a plan for voting day.
You know what would be fun to do is
vote.
Vote, is to just text 20 people right now. Hey, are you registered to vote with the link to vote.gov? Why not? You know, if you get one person to register to vote from that, you will really have an impact.
That's a pretty good idea.
I think why not?
I think I'm going to spam my family Facebook group page.
Copy paste it. Give it to the people.
I think I'm going to, all the people that are right in the middle, I'm going to send them the vote, the link and say, make sure you vote.
Now, were there any good celebrity Halloween costumes this year? Did you see anything?
What did Heidi Klum do?
Because I don't think I saw anybody really pull out the stops. I saw Kim Kardashian be Elle Woods.
Who cares? I saw multiple friends of mine who are people who were on The Amazing Race. Two girls that I know both did, Brittany and Justin Denim on Denim.
Ooh.
And they
I like
were
that.
Very pulled off very well. I was... Impress.com.
Did you see Sierra as Beyonce? I was pretty impressed with that.
I didn't. No, but you know what? I was like stoned the other night and I had this thought because I was like reading articles online as I do. And it said that Eminem's daughter dressed up as Ariana Grande for Halloween. And I thought, I've never considered Eminem and Ariana Grande in the same sentence ever.
They exist in the same universe.
I know. And then I thought, isn't it weird like to think of other celebrities' kids dressing up as like celebrities?
Yes. It's weird to think that Eminem has to think about Ariana Grande because of that.
Yeah. Isn't it weird like to think like that they're on the same level? It's like one thing if it's like your kid is like, I want to be Ariana Grande. And it's like a stranger or whatever. But like celebrities' kids dressing up as like other musicians and stuff. I know I was stoned, but I thought, whoa.
Did you see Ariana Grande's costume?
No.
From the Twilight Zone, she was I'll show you, actually. It's
this
like,
is just
that.
Like...
Oh, do you see it?
Oh, ooh, I don't like it. It looks like her Miss Piggy face is melting.
Yeah, it's like a plastic surgery procedure situation from the Twilight Zone. But it was. I think it looks really good. She was posting teasers to it all week, and I was like, oh, bitch, this is about to be a serve.
Yeah, I saw her tweeting stuff, and I thought it meant that her like she had a spooky single dropping, and then
that's what I was really actually hoping for. But no,
no,
no.
Maybe a Thanksgiving themed song.
Oh God, if Kim Petras is the Halloween queen and Mariah Carey is the Christmas queen, who's the Thanksgiving queen? It's a really untapped market.
Probably Pentatonix.
Oh gosh, Pentatonix back at it again. Great.
I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's going to be a few days into November. Do you think you'll have listened to Christmas music?
Absolutely. I've already started listening to Christmas music.
I really considered it, I think it must have been yesterday. I had a really bad Tuesday, and then I had a really good Wednesday, and I was in such a good mood yesterday, and I was like, oh, I should listen to Christmas music.
Well,
I didn't. I didn't. Instead, I ate a candy bar.
I'm looking up Halloween costumes that YouTubers were. And here is one. Do you know who this person named Jacqueline Hill?
No.
Neither do I.
Is but she congresswoman?
No, she's I think she's maybe a beauty guru, perhaps. Yes, cosmetics. Anyway, this is her costume. She is quote unquote canceled. Do you see?
Wait, hold on, let me see. I was Googling. Oh, what? That's stupid. How are you canceled? You're just bloody.
Bloody with the words canceled all over it. But every time she put canceled, she misspelled it.
No.
Yes, it's supposed to be two L's and it's one L everywhere.
Canceled with a side of meatballs?
Can you? Yeah, she is. She is.
You should be cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I should be canceled with a chance of meatballs. I was going to wrap myself in receipts. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I think you tried to sell me down this idea.
And be a canceled mummy. Like somebody exposed me with receipts, but I'm a mummy. You know, does that make sense? Have I really thought that out, or is it just kind of sloppy?
I think it's a little sloppy.
Okay.
I think I saw a lot of that cat, like grimacing. I felt like a lot of people were that grimacing cat.
I don't know what that is.
There's like a housewife screaming, and then it's like,
yeah.
It's like a cat eating a salad or something.
I did see that. Did you see, you know who Evan Rachel Wood is?
Yeah.
She's that like activist who's like, yes. She, Paris Hilton commented on Millie Bobby Brown's Instagram.
God, don't. We only have 6 minutes left. I can't get into Millie Bobby Brown.
And Paris Hilton commented, that's hot. Okay.
On a Millie Bobby Brown post?
Yeah, because it was her Halloween costume.
She was Paris Hilton for Halloween?
I don't know what she was. But she commented, that's hot. Okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
And Evan Rachel Woods, Evan Rachel Wood commented, she's 15. Or something like that. She's like, do you not know she's 15? As if Paris Hilton's like calling
she's
her
not
like
trying to get with her.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Oh no. That's her catchphrase. Do people not know that Paris Hilton's catchphrase is that's hot?
Well, if people don't even know that Sally sells seashells by the seashore, then of course they don't know Paris Hilton's that
you're not,
hot.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's hot. That's hot.
You're not wrong.
I very rarely ever am. Did you see the Christmas? What was that Christmas movie with that girl? It got a sequel.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. The Christmas Princess. What was it? A Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's that girl who's not Selena Gomez?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Maybe.
I actually think I nailed it.
It's like the Christmas Wish, the Christmas Princess. The Christmas Miranda.
I don't know. I believe you that you think you know something about something, but I honestly don't know. Anyway, so that's getting a sequel. That's what we have to look forward to. Thank you. Oh my God. You know what
My phone is so far from me. I can't even go get it.
Corey, you know what I went to?
Pornhub.
I did not go to Pornhub. I went to the cemetery for a screening of a scary movie.
I saw that. I was just, when I was in LA last week, I was just telling people I've never done that.
I should have had you come.
It was a Sunday night.
I had so much room on my in my area.
It Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
It was. Massacre.
The original.
Yes.
And spooky?
It was scary. I had never seen it. I was jumping and screaming.
You can jump and scream.
I yelped and yipped, if you will. It was cute. It was a date night, and I thought, this is a cute date.
For two people?
Yeah, I nailed it.
And I was going to show up and be your third wheel?
Well, it could have been a double date. I don't know. We had plenty of room.
If it's a scary movie, do you think I could have been your third squeal?
Yeah, Jesus. My third squeal. That's what...
oh, Jesus, gross.
No, Jesus, gross. Anyway, Corey, I think we're coming up on the amount of time that we're going to be done.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Anything you want to tell the people?
I would like to say I hope you had a happy Halloween. I hope you were safe. Hope you didn't eat any apples with razor blades in them. Hope nobody gave you any pennies. If you have any vanilla Tootsie Rolls, I will take them.
Ooh, yum. I love the fruity Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, just like literally I think I hate the chocolate Tootsie Rolls the most, and I think I like all the other flavors better.
What the fuck is with Planet Fitness having a bucket of grape Tootsie Rolls, though, at the entrance? That's so weird.
Wait.
You never seen that?
Do I need to join Planet Fitness?
Just for the free Tootsie Rolls?
Yes.
It's like...
They're always giving out fucking flyers by my office downtown, and they're all, come to Planet Fitness. And I finally just saw where the actual location was the other day when I was getting lunch. And you're telling me they got...
Plenty of grape Tootsie Rolls.
Fuck.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess another gym membership alone.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I am at Sally Sells Seashells at By the Seashore, and she sells them short of door and accepts Venmo.com. That's my Instagram.
I'm period in your lemonade on Snapchat.
Puby dinner.
Puby girl. Thank you so much. Go to Corey's Instagram, though, and watch the video of him as Sally as she shells on sea shorts, bitch, because it's great. And cool. Watch my new video of all my Halloween costumes. That's all. Okay, bye, everyone.
Later.